slightly smaller group than the one we just had.
We're better.
And I'm hoping I'll get better every cycle, so. So if you would like to, the way we kind of moved in the last round is if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. It's a pretty short presentation, so if you want to have any discussion or questions, feel free. But my name is Carrie McKeel, I'm project manager for Municipal Income Tax Services at the UTO. I know some of you, but in case you don't, nice to meet you, and I'm going to be giving an update on the proposed surtax prioritization efforts at the date. Little timeline here, June 2018, the county commission enacted the transportation surtax ordinance. And also in the summer of 2018, the municipality submitted their surtax projects to the county. November 2018, the county voters approved the 1 cent sales surtax, which took effect on January 1st, 2019. So it's been a full year. March 2019 was the first distribution of surtax revenues received by the county from the department of revenue. This table is borrowed from a September Oversight Board presentation. Our presentation to the Oversight Board just added this last bottom row, which shows the difference between the forecast from the original plan and the current anticipated revenues. So anyway, this is a table from the Office of Management and Budget Forecast, which basically demonstrating that the anticipated revenues for the entire plan are greater than the original plan. So for the cycle one, we're calling cycle one, the fiscal year 2020, there's an estimated $122 million available for municipal surtax improvements, and those include, it's split between community shuttles, capital transportation projects, which the MPO is prioritizing, and then the rehabilitation and maintenance projects, which in the next slide I'll show you how that, the rehab and maintenance projects were originally part of the 709 projects we were tasked to review. However, there was an amendment to the ILA which took those projects out and gave them to the county to prioritize. So, and actually we are at 505 municipal capital projects because a few moved to the county and then a few moved to us. Either they were moving them to BCT or county projects were miscategorized and given back to us. So the number is 505. Our first stage in the process, our first step in the process was to review the projects that were submitted to us. We opened up a online submittal tool for the municipal staff to provide more project information, more specific details. And then we took that information and geocoded projects, created a geographic-based ranking tool, and are finalizing the ranking process, and then we move on next to programming. And of course, our deadline to submit that list of projects to county staff is by March 1st of this year.
Those are the capital projects.
Correct. Yep. The list of the program capital projects. We've shown this table before several times, but this column on the right is from, we shared this at the criteria workshop, it was back in October, but I don't think the board has seen this slide yet. However, it is posted on our website if you'd like to take a look at it after this. So it just shows the ranking criteria and point distribution. So in the furthest left-hand column is the ranking criteria, and for each criteria is a data set that was put into the ranking tool. So the criteria that has the potential to earn the highest points, highest number of points, are employment population density, access and support to transit service, and incident delay due to their direct connection to both alleviating congestion and enhancing connectivity. And you'll see that where this dashed line kind of separates the next group for the medium amount of points awarded are those criteria where we feel that they just hit on one of the two, and then at the bottom is resiliency and equity, which are not part of the surtax ordinance, but we do believe that they're important to include. And then project performance is there are no points, no negative points, and just no points at all offered this first cycle, but it is to be determined and will be worked in to the tool in the future cycles.
Can you go back?
Sure.
On this, you indicated CSLIP, do the dots represent that these are CSLIP eligible?
The dots represent, that's a good, great question. These were all criteria that are also used in the CSLIP assessment of projects, when projects are submitted to CSLIP. So,
which has a threshold or floor, whatever it is, dollar value for a CSLIP project?
Yeah, that's how it's divvied up, but they don't have that same requirement.
But what I'm driving at is it possible for the county oversight board to say, well, that is a CSLIP project, take it off of here and give it back to the MPO?
It's okay. I see what you're saying. So a lot of projects that were submitted are also CSLIP projects, and we when we've met with the cities and gone through everything, they would say, oh, well, this is a CSLIP project. And either, yes, it's been awarded funding, okay, we might want to hold off or keep it. I mean, basically everything has been kept in the running. We haven't removed any projects from the list, from the original, you know, list we received. So this...
Yes, but this happened in Davie, actually. We had the CSLIP award from the UPO that was actually going to happen next year, but the county, it's going to fund it in 2021, so we just let it stall out a year and have the county pay for it instead of,
And the purpose of showing the CSLIP column is to show, in the ILA, it states that that the MPO would base our assessment starting with the CSLIP, how CSLIP does their evaluation and how in the MTP as well, so.
Somebody's gonna get our money that didn't get funding before.
Thank you.
So, and another piece of the puzzle is the work mix for every project. So we had a variety of projects submitted all across the board, lots of different types of projects. So each project, in addition to earning points in each criteria, they will also earn points based on their work mix. And the ones that earn the higher points are ones that we believe have a greater potential to have an impact on improving connectivity and alleviating congestion. So in the ILA, there are 9 project readiness evaluation factors spelled out that the MPO should use in evaluating the projects. So here is you'll see, and it's easy to read, but the hatched circles are labeled not verified for cycle one, and then the circles that are filled in have been verified. So for example, the ones that are not verified, we didn't get a lot of information on whether there was right-of-way available or utility relocation required or detailed budgets in this first submittal. So even if we did receive that, we didn't go out into the field and verify, you know, are there utilities that need to be relocated, et cetera. However, that is something that in future cycles we will be doing. And also, any of the cycle one, any of the projects that are recommended for funding for cycle one, the county will be responsible, maybe through their contract with the municipalities, to verify these factors, such as project timeline and detailed budget. They would have to have that nailed down before they sign a contract and distribute funding. So the ones that have been verified, exact location of project, project contact information, assessment of shovel readiness, those were submitted in the online submittal through online tool. We've reviewed them. In the next slide, I'll go into assessment of shovel readiness. However, will mention resolution of support, it will be, it says NA now, but it will be, you can anticipate that it will be required in the future, and, okay. So example assessment of shovel readiness, so in a field review, we're looking to see if there's project manager, design plans, we'll look at the existing conditions, whether there are permits obtained, and whether the project is bidable. This schedule has been shown a lot, but we're getting near our deadline. We are just about finished with the review for program readiness, and the list of program projects will be shared in February, and that'll either be through MPO board, at the MPO board in Town and CAC, or possibly a workshop similar to what we've been doing in the past few months. And program list due by March 1st. Last slide, county, we have just kind of a outline of the county actions coming up after we deliver that list to county staff by March 1st. On March 26th, the capital projects will be reviewed by the Oversight Board, and they'll take action on whether they approve them or not, approve the list of program capital projects. And then April, there'll be a county supplemental budget resolution to include Cycle 1 municipal surtax projects into the fiscal year 2020 budget. And then immediately following that April supplemental budget resolution, April supplemental budget resolution, the projects can launch given that they have an ILA with the county for the project. And that's it. Can you go back to any slides?
No. The projects were the hashed talk.
Yep.
Didn't have something to feed. The municipalities have an opportunity to make correction, or they roll over the next cycle, or either.
Great question. Yes, so a lot of, I've seen a common theme in the review of all the projects that say they're construction ready. Our engineer has listed, okay, they are, you know, potentially construction ready, however, we still need a detailed cost estimate, we need a detailed project timeline, final plans and permits, so there will be an opportunity for them to submit that. However, if the project right now in this review said that they were only at the planning or design stage, yes, it would wait. You would wait until you could provide new information or more information to us starting February 2021.
For the next cycle.
Yes, yeah. So February 2021 will open up, there'll be an application for applying for swap outs, new projects, and then providing more information about the current projects.
February
21
or February
2021. Year 2021.
So you won't have a new cycle during 2020. There won't be a new cycle.
Right. So we're using the ranked list that we're producing now to program the projects for cycle one, and then in July 2020, we're going to collaborate with the county to create a 5-year plan. And so that same ranked list will be used to create the 5-year plan in July 2020.
Right.
And then February 2021, we'll open it back up to annual basis, yes. Annual basis to submit new projects, to, and you can submit new projects, and whether they're accepted or not, might be based on the funding, the revenue, but.
But the cycle after that would be 1 year.
We will be re-ranking and re-evaluating on an annual basis.
And updating the 5-year plan.
Yes.
So we're actually out of time, so we have to move to the next one.